Let me bang.
I do let you bang.
Let me bang you, Jesus, man.
Let you bang.
Let you bang.
Let you bang.
Greetings, marriage and virgins.
Go for Jesus. No, forget Jesus, people.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for your favorite mixed martial arts podcast. Recording out of Los Angeles, California, it's MMA Roasted with Adam Hunter.
Who the fuck is that guy? Who the fuck is that?
Jeez.
Hey, welcome to Fredo MMA Roasted Podcast. Me, Adam Hunter. I'm here with the legend Don Fry, Greg Romero Wilson. Don, I got to ask you off the bat, how is your leg?
That was, my God.
That was the most insane thing I've seen in a long time.
Leg is good, man. Leg is a lot better than what it was, I'll tell you that, partner.
So, I mean, now, before it was open, though, I felt like it was like could get infected. Just you got like an open wound. Is it wrapped? Are you covering it? All right. Okay. Well, that was,
we lost him. He's frozen.
Yeah.
Worst part is he's probably telling us. We're just not getting it.
Yeah, that's true. I got to hear about this. Greg.
Yeah.
Greg, how are you doing?
Did you get a lot of comments like on Twitter and stuff about it? Did people see it?
Oh, yeah. People said that he's the manliest man of all time.
Right? You told me I was freaked the fuck out, man.
People said that, like, they couldn't believe it. They said it was the sickest thing they've ever seen. They couldn't believe you were laughing during it, that you were, like, smoking a cigar during it. I mean, they said, like, you're one of the last of, like, the real men in this world.
Yeah.
Like, on this planet.
Who was the guy in City Slickers? What's his name?
Oh, yeah. Right. I think we should send Don to Afghanistan. He'll have that shit placed fucking like in 3 seconds. Everyone will see.
He'll be their new leader.
Don, I could sort of see you. Don, is it
Jack Palance? You're the real like Jack Palance. Now you're it.
It's unbelievable. There's another guy also in The Secret Life of Pets 2, which I'm sure everyone's seen here. There's a guy, top of my queue. There's a dog that Harrison Ford plays, who's like the country dog. Like they set him out to the country, and he's like, you know, herding all the cows and the thing. He teaches the dog to man up. But the dog that was supposed to be Louis C.K. that became Patton Oswalt after the Me Too scandal with Louis C.K.
Yep,
it's like a different dog now. You know, it's just kind of even more, which also makes you think about Louis C.K. when you hear the different voice.
So in the first one, it was Louis C.K., and then the second one is Patton Oswalt.
Yeah, like he can't even play a dog anymore. Like, we're like, you know what? We're not even going to have you be the voice of a dog. Like, that's how fucking crazy it is. But by the way, he just sold out Madison Square Garden last week. You hear about that?
Louis C.K.?
Yeah, Louis C.K. did.
Well, I think that just tells you how much people are sick of cancel culture.
Yeah. He's. I heard it was a great show. People said it was, and he had a great comic. He had Greer Barnes, and
Well, every show he's done, you know, the little ones that he's done here and there. Everyone said, you know, it was some of his best writing. He was on fire, you know, which obviously he has a lot of motivation and plenty to talk about. So, you know,
well, also a guy like that probably like. You've already canceled him. Now he could say all the things he didn't want to say.
That's so funny because I was just working on a bit going, I wish I could just go ahead and get canceled so I could finally speak my mind.
Yeah, I mean, I don't,
like every time you open your mouth, you're like, oh my God, can we say that? Can we say that still? And I'm sick of the fucking, the self-filtering. This is not what comedy's about. It's not what free speech is about.
I feel like certain people, when they get to a certain, you know, money, for a certain tax bracket, the guys like Adam Carolla.
That certainly helps.
You know, Snoop Dogg, guys
yeah,
like
yeah, it's like the money's already in the bank. You can cancel me on your walk, but you can't take the money out of the account. So now go, you know, so what are you canceling really?
Right. Don, you wanna log off and then come back on? Because I just sort of see your tit right now. I just see his chest.
Yeah, we're getting some neck and some chest.
Meanwhile, so I almost got into a fight yesterday at my kids' playground.
Oh boy.
There's like an indoor playground, right? It's called We Rock the Spectrum, which I thought was for kids who have autism, right? But it's not. Like, I'm not kidding.
Now, when did you write that joke? Did you write that when you arrived, when you saw the reservation?
No, it's like legit, because I looked at the comments and they were like, my kid's on the spectrum. He loves this place. So like they literally like
have they accidentally attracted that crowd?
No, like, they said it's sort of like for kids who are on the spectrum, but they have this amazing, like all these amazing things.
So you thought you would enjoy it?
Yeah, 100%. I went there, I'm like, you have to be on the spectrum to be here. Like, no, but we do specialize in that. But they have a zip line, all these great things for kids. It's indoor air conditioning. It's like $15 a day. Anyway, so my daughter loves it. We go there, trampoline, this and that. And all of a sudden, I'm getting a text from somebody who's like mad at me about something. So I'm like in a mood. I just got my testosterone shot, right? So I will preface that, right? Because I have to get my shot. So I drive
there. I'm sure that had nothing to do with it.
Well, what happened was my daughter starts crying. I look over and she's like, he won't share the zip line. Like they have a zip line that goes into this. So I look over and there's like a little 2-year-old boy that's just sort of taking he's at the end of the zip line. He's walking it back up the ramp. So I'm like, oh, I'll take that for you. You know, it's her turn because he just went. And the mom goes, no, he's going again. And I go, but he like just went. Like, oh, well, he's 2. He doesn't know how to share. I'm like, well, that's – and it's like a Russian mom, like super thick Russian accent.
Oy.
And I said, well, he went. Now it's my daughter's turn, and then he'll go after her, and we'll just kind of – you know, we'll take turns. No. We had to wait for this other kid to do it. So now he's going to be a while. So I was like – I go over, and I get, like, the lady in charge. I'm like,
right.
I'm like, you know, so I said,
that's the diplomatic, right. You don't want to just, okay, this is, okay.
I go to this girl who's like probably 20, you know, and I say, hey, listen, it's supposed to be one, you know, everyone gets a turn, right? She's like, yeah. So she thought the kid wasn't sharing. She didn't realize that the parent wasn't sharing. So she walks over and this woman just starts screaming. No, it's our turn. And we waited, blah, 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 blah. There's so many other things that your daughter can do. You know, Violet's crying now. So I'm just like, you got to be kidding me. I'm like, no, you have to learn how – this is called sharing. We share it in this thing. And then the husband's like, you got a problem? What? And then he's all like Russian guy. And I'm just like, am I really going to have to like get into a fight right now and we rock the spectrum with a bunch of kids?
Sounds like you're about to rock the spectrum, my man.
I'm like, is this really, is this
I hope you go right to the wrestling. You're going to have to use your wrestling.
I did. I'm like, sure, yeah, I have a problem. Because so then my daughter goes, and we go again, right? And then all of a sudden, I look over, and the guy's holding pads for his 2-year-old. Somehow, there's a boxing gloves there, and he's, like, holding the mitts. I'm like, really, dude? Like this tough Russian, like, this is a box.
Yeah.
Then these other people come to me, this other couple that was a Russian couple that was like, it's all Russians there. It's like 5 Russian. They're like, listen, we really like how you stood up for your daughter. That's so sweet. Like, the mom says that. And then the father goes, listen, we're Russian, too, and we're not all like this. Like, now I'm like,
Jesus Christ. How does this always happen to you? You are, it's something about your head, your face that just creates, people are like, fuck that guy. I don't know. It's so fucking weird, dude. You're a lightning rod for that shit.
Somebody said I'm like, curb your enthusiasm for MMA. That's what my dad told me. Like Larry David, but like on for wrestling. It's
1,000%.
So then there's other mom there who's got like huge boobs and like, you know, so she's like, I would have done the same thing. So now I'm like going and I'm like corralling all the Russians against this woman. Like, I'm like, can you believe this? Blah, blah, blah. So now I'm like, I don't even know if they're from the same part of Russia. So it might be like there's already bad blood. It might be like.
Sure. They could be Georgian. They could be Ukrainian, something like that. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But
who
now,
knows?
But now I don't want to get up and leave. I mean, first of all, I can't even have that because then my daughter won't share. And then she'll really, I'm like, why should I let this kid get away with this? Like, because then she's not going to share because she's going to be like, well, he didn't share. So now I don't want to leave because if I leave, I know my daughter will cry when we leave. She cries. And then that'll prove her right. So now I'm committed to this place. So like, it's closing, right? And I got to take 2 more hours because I don't want my – so I have to call my wife and be like, hey, I tell Bree what happened. I'm like, can you meet me at this – we rock the spectrum because if my daughter sees you, so we'll go home and she won't cry. My daughter's all mad. So my wife comes – my cousin will go out for dinner. So now my wife thinks I tricked her for dinner. So that I wouldn't like I tricked. Now she's mad. Like you only wanted me to come out. So then it was a whole thing. Dude, I would joke about how, like, you know, you think it's like the Russians that would, like, you know, I'm like the communist one. I want everyone to get a turn. You know, she's the capitalist one of, like, my kid hogs the whole fucking, it's a whole thing, dude. So yeah, so that was my day yesterday. Don, when you were a father, did you ever have any problems with, like, defending your kid or other parents or coaches?
No, strange that I never had a problem with another parent.
That is remarkable. I'm surprised they didn't all throw shit at you like they do at Adam.
Yeah, they were all very friendly to me, yes.
I mean, don't you think I was, like, in the right, though, Greg?
Absolutely you're in the right, but I'm only hearing your side of the story. But, I mean, from everything you told me, I can't imagine there's another side of the story that somehow...
No, she goes, he's two. He doesn't know how to share. And I don't want to deal with his temper tantrum. I'm like, no, like, you don't know how to share. And why is this my problem?
Yeah. And when are you supposed to teach the kid to share? When he's fucking 14? Like, this is when you teach the kid to share.
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
It was insane. It was basically like a mother that was like, I don't want to deal with my kid, so fuck you.
And you know, the thing, it's amazing to me. You know, you think everyone is kind of in this certain range of normal till you meet them. And then you're like, are you fucking kidding me? Are you a real human? You're a fucking cartoon.
I told the lady, I'm like, I don't get the logic here. She's like, I don't either. Like, the woman in charge. None of us understood. But I like how I was, like, all of a sudden the best girl dad for defending my daughter. You know, but I'm just like, you can't let people just, you know, walk all over you.
No, and it seems like they've been doing that all over that little spectrum gym. So.
But that, well, I also, now I don't know if he's on the spectrum. So now I just took the kid from an autistic game. but you still got to like, share, even if you're on the spectrum. So anyway, all right. So fights are going up. Meanwhile, a couple of funny things happened in my house. My daughter farted and blamed it on her teddy bear. She goes, it was him.
Well, where'd she learn the blame game from?
I don't know, but I'm like, my kid, she's a fucking genius, right?
That's hilarious.
And then yesterday, she cries when she gets, like, when she spills things. She's very, very neat. So she got water all over her. You know, the thing is, you give her, she's like, I want water. You give her a bottle of water, and you know it's going to go everywhere, especially in the car seat. It's like, I'm thirsty. You give her water. I'm like, okay, 3, 2, you know, 1. And then, and even when I'm feeding her, like, she wants chicken nuggets, I feel like, hello, my name is whatever. I'm a chicken nugget. While I'm driving, I'm giving her a chicken nugget. And then she's like, are you a boy or a girl? I'm like, I'm a girl. I have to be, otherwise she won't eat it. She has to be a girl chicken nugget. She's like, what's your name?
Oh, my God. Like, that's hilarious. I mean, you know, you're a good dad. I got to give you credit, Adam. I mean, this sounds like a lot of work.
Look, I'm driving, like, giving her a chicken nugget. So anyways, so we're in the house today, and she spilled water all over her. And she's like, my panties are wet. I looked at my wife. I'm like, well, at least someone's panties wet in this house.
Oh, boy.
All right. So let's talk about the important fights going on. Aaron Carter has called out.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
He was supposed to fight Lenny Dykstra.
Why? To see which one gets to go back to rehab? What is? Oh, my God.
But now he says Lenny's too old. So he wants to fight Soulja Boy. And Soulja Boy said, let's do it. Who do we think?
Well, I'm pretty sure he can use the check, so.
Soulja Boy?
Yeah.
I mean, he's doing pretty well, but who do you think wins that fight?
I mean, I don't know. I would have to look at Soulja Boy now. I don't know what he looks like right now. What is he, like 38 now? I don't know.
All right.
I love that Lenny Dykstra was too old. Yeah, he's 60. The fuck is wrong with you? You didn't even research that before you called a guy. Who calls out Lenny Dykstra?
I still think Lenny would win, though.
Jesus Christ. I mean, this is so stupid.
All right.
He should just call out other boy banders.
Oh, fuck.
What happened? Don?
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. The damn phone. I'm going to have to hang up and come back on again, partner.
All right, cool.
No problem, buddy.
All right.
Wait, I had you.
Oh, there it is.
Holy shit.
Apparently he had to turn on the video.
Meanwhile, when he does his podcast, right, with Dan Severn, he's in 4K, the highest of speed internet. Behind them, there's like lights and everything. He's got like, he's the greatest. Like my, our fans like keep texting me like pictures of how good his Wi-Fi is with Dan Severn. It's the greatest. Like,
but when you do the show with Dan Severn, don't you like go to a studio or something?
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
We get the best.
So, Okay, all right. So Conor McGregor is now going after Bisping, right?
Because, yeah, I saw that. I'm like, what the fuck is that about?
So what happened was McGregor and Daniel Cormier were beefing, right, going at it. And then Bisping said, you don't want to run into D.C. because that's not a guy you want to see when he's mad, which is, I'm sure, true. I mean, D.C. seems like the kind of guy that has enough money to pay for a lawyer and we're fucking glad to give a guy an ass whooping. And then McGregor says basically that, you know, this guy needs to shut up. He sucks, this and that. Just kind of going off on like just going off on Bisping, which is like Bisbing's like, I mean, awesome. And what the fuck you want from Bisping? I mean, he just basically it makes no sense, right? I mean, how are you doing, Bray? I thought you were gonna help watch her.
There she is.
Okay, so thank you, Violet. I love you. All right, man. So so this is going after Bisping, and then he also said he would knock out Usman, right? So he goes, I fight for one. He said he would spark him too, and then Usman responded, "Spark who? You must be talking about that pipe you've been smoking. Unlike you, if I'm going to talk shit, I'll at you. Now be quiet before I call Poirier or Khabib or Diaz to finish you again. Hashtag pound for pound." Yeah, I mean, McGregor's 1-3 in his last four fights. He can't be – like, when he's knocking everyone out and talking shit, it's like, fuck yeah. But when he's losing 3 out of 4, it doesn't have that same weight on him. Right, Don Fry? Is this like Weekend of Bernie's now, or Don's just like Don? Are you still with us?
Hello. You go in and out.
Yeah. So, what do you think about McGregor's beefs with Bisping or with Usman?
I think McGregor's been in his whiskey too much. You know, shit.
Yeah.
He didn't need to. He's a holler, stay off of it, you know, shit.
Yeah,
I mean, what do you want to do? Fight the whole damn world?
That's exactly what he wants to do. Or at least wants everybody to think that. I think he just can't. He's such an attention hog. He just can't go 10 minutes without people talking about him. So he just goes and, you know, throws a firecracker into the toilet. I mean, the guy is that's just what he does. I mean, look what he does. Every time there's a huge UFC event that he's not on, he immediately says some shit to bring all the conversation back to him. I think the guy just stirs the pot. That's it.
Yeah, I think that's smart, but also he's not sparring because of his knee. He's probably on some kind of painkillers. He probably is drinking. And it's like, this is all my opinion. I don't know any of this except for him not sparring, okay? But he's probably sitting there and he's got too much energy. He's fucking, you know, bored and just wants to, like, you're right. Probably, you know.
And he's Irish.
He's Irish. It's true. All right.
He wants to engage somebody. That's what they do for fun, according to the stereotype.
Right. And I don't know if he's on painkillers. I have no idea. I'm sure he isn't. Okay, so now they're saying Sean O'Malley might fight Frankie Edgar next. That's what's out there. Man, I like this fight because I like both guys. You know, Frankie's a really good friend of mine, and I know O'Malley, he's really cool. I don't know if I like this fight for Frankie, though, because O'Malley throws so many crazy things that you don't see, and wheel kicks and spinning kicks, and it seems like Frankie, the last couple fights, has been getting knocked out by those things. And I don't want to see Frankie take a loss to O'Malley the way that O'Malley can knock him out. He's sort of at the end of the road, and O'Malley's in his prime. And I feel like this is a great fight for O'Malley because
about
Frankie Edgar, he's got a huge name on his record, and he's got those crazy, like, things that, like – but at the same time, Frankie's a smart guy. He's a good fighter, and he could just wrestle fuck him. I mean, he would be the best wrestler that O'Malley ever fought. And kind of like what Frankie Edgar did to Yair Rodriguez a couple years ago, where he was the big hype and Frankie just kind of took him down and beat the shit out of him. Maybe he can just do that, you know, have that last big hurrah.
Yeah.
I'm interested. It's a good payday, but at the same time, I don't want to see Frankie get knocked out again. That was, I don't want to see it. Don Fry, your thought? Don?
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
I'm losing it again, man.
Don, is there any other place in that couch that you can get better Wi-Fi? I hate to get you on your knee and stuff. It just seems like...
Well, it isn't the couch. It's the fact that the couch is in a space station currently currently circling the moon. It's
like... And once again, Don, it's an honor to have you on the show. You are beyond the legend. And the legend. And any kind of Don Fry I will take. It's just sort of like, I just want to hear your opinion. And sometimes it's just kind of, you know, there's like a whole flow involved. And then I can't actually understand you because just because of the Wi-Fi situation. Right. So is there... Yeah.
Let me go outside.
All right, thank you.
There you go. He's going to take a spacewalk to try and get an unobstructed connection.
Can you hear me?
Yes. So,
yeah.
All right. Here we go. I'm back.
So, Don, what are your thoughts on O'Malley versus Frankie Edgar?
I think it'd be a good fight. Like you said, you know, I hope Frankie can pull it off. You know, because I'm a big Frankie Edgar fan. I just have my doubts at this stage. You know, he's a little long in the tooth. I mean,
yeah.
No, you're 100% right. I mean, and he got knocked out by the Korean Zombie, and he got knocked out by Corey Sandhagen, and it's just like, you know.
Yeah, that flying knee. That's right. Fucking.
Oh my god. And O'Malley's tall as fuck. I mean.
He's got that reach. No, it would absolutely have to be a wrestling fight for him because O'Malley does have a lot more reach than he does. But I think this is like they just did with the Jose Aldo fight. Like they set it up. It's like, look, it's either you're going to be a comeback or it's going to be a stepping stone for this guy. And obviously on paper, it looks like it's a stepping stone fight, but really, you know, it depends on how, you know, never bet against Frankie Edgar. You know, I mean, every time I pick against him, he proves me wrong. So, and then again, every time lately when I bet on him, he proves me wrong again. So, but I just feel like he'll know what kind of fight this is, which clearly, you know, will be just like the Jose Aldo thing. Okay. It'll be a motivator. He's going to come in and he's going to make a rough on it.
100%. I think Don's now fighting with his neighbor. So also.
Yeah. let me call you back. Let me get better reception.
All right. Sounds good.
This is like, remember that episode of back in the day, there was an episode of the Osbournes where Ozzy Osbourne, the entire episode, was trying to figure out his remote. It was like a 30-minute show of all time.
Yeah.
I feel like this is kind of similar in that situation. Now O'Malley has become good friends with Tekashi 6ix9ine. You know the rapper.
Who has?
Sean O'Malley.
All right.
Well, you know they have the same hairstyle.
Now Don thinks he hung up, but he actually has not hung up.
I know. I keep trying. His fucking phone is driving me crazy.
Oh God, I'm sorry, people. Anyway,
I can't get this phone to cooperate with me.
I spent like hours last night, like what we should talk about, going through all the news, having an opinion.
He prepped that big story about being on the spectrum.
Yeah, I'm like, this is going to be great. And then we get Don. I can't wait to hear Don's opinion. It's just fucking crazy. So, yeah. So he actually got a 6ix9ine tattoo on his neck. O'Malley did.
That's kind of, isn't that your way of saying you're his bitch? I mean...
Well, not only that, but the guy, like, literally...
Of course, I say that, and I wear jerseys with some other dude's name on the back, so maybe I'm the bitch.
But he's not tattooed on your back, though.
I know, exactly. I take that shit off and throw it in the laundry. He tattooed another guy's fucking name on him. I mean, that's... I don't know, man. I thought that's some prison shit right there.
I feel like if you have... it's just crazy because O'Malley... 6ix9ine is, like, a rapper who lied about being in the Crips and Blood.
Yeah, it was a snitch. Yeah. And that's how he got out. And, like, isn't he still, like, scared for his life most of the time because that whole gang wants to fucking kill him?
Yeah.
and then this is the guy that you choose to, I don't know. I talk about, maybe he's not good at picking his friends, but
I don't know. Weird.
So in the PFL last week, Rory McDonald lost to Ray Cooper. The PFL has had no luck. They signed Pettis, McDonald, and Verdum for, I think, allegedly for $1 million each. So that's what I heard. They all either lost to get into the playoffs or first round, which is nuts. And Rory McDonald, at one point, was the best in the world. And
yeah.
Ray Cooper, who's a great fighter, but just beat him up. I mean, held him down and beat him up. It was crazy. I never seen Rory just – I thought Rory was going to beat Ray Cooper. I'm like, oh, this is he's a different level. There's levels to this. Ray Cooper's a good fighter, but hasn't faced a guy like Rory McDonald. And
yeah.
Man, was I wrong. Man, was I
think
wrong.
That just shows you that, you know, these guys are kind of checked out. Like you said, you can't give them the money in advance.
No.
You know, they paid him to come to the league, and they're like, great, all right, I'll fight. There isn't a lot of motivation there, and I think it shows with every single one of these guys.
You think that happens with other sports, too, with, like, basketball and football? The guys who get big signing bonuses, they just –
Absolutely. It happens all the time. Dallas is dealing with it all the time. The Cowboys, like, they signed DeMarcus Lawrence. He was his game wrecker, linebacker. Gave him, like, $70 million. He has sucked ever since. Ezekiel Elliott, incredible, top three running back every season. They give him $100 million, sucked the very next season. It is, I think there is part of it, like when they get the big, they let off the gas. They let off the gas, and they it becomes more about not getting hurt than it becomes about, like, wanting to really dominate.
So they're going to have Luke Rockhold fight Sean Strickland. They're going back and forth. They don't like each other. Luke Rockhold thinks he's like, this guy's not in his league. Luke Rockhold, that's the only time he loses is when he kind of overlooks his opponents. I mean, Bisping caught him big time in that second fight, and then also against Jan Blachowicz. But, you know, Strickland's a hungry guy. He's not rich. He's on the come up. He's a monster. He looked great against Uriah Hall. Rockhold's got a big challenge, and he's mean. He's psycho. He's nasty. That being said, Luke Rockhold, yeah, I know people have forgotten about him, but he's only lost to the best guys. I mean, he only lost to the champs, and he's beat. Look at the guys he's beaten. Yeah, he's a monster. He's got a big chip on his shoulder right now because him and Dana White are going at it, and he thinks the UFC is not, I don't know, he's saying that basically created this culture of people hating certain fighters and this and that. But Luke needs a win. He hasn't won in a while, but I'm looking forward to this fight. I am. And I think Luke can pull it off. I know he can pull it off because – I know people, like, they say his chin's gone, but really, if Bisping catches you clean against anybody, they're getting knocked out. And same goes for Jan Blachowicz. I mean, the guy, look what he did afterwards. Johnny Hendricks, by the way, is now a full-time police officer in Texas.
You know, he was – listen, the benefits, unlimited Dunkin' Donuts. I mean, you can see where he would attract to the job.
Which is crazy, though. Imagine, like, you get arrested, it's by Johnny Hendricks. I mean, the guy was a world champion, like, I think 2 or 3-time national champion.
I think it's dangerous because some dudes are going to be like, here's my shot at the title.
Well, I mean, the thing is, if he's chasing you, just, you know, just keep running because eventually he'll gas.
Exactly.
But so now he's training Kevin Holland because Kevin Holland needs to work on his wrestling. You know, he's the guy that was a big shit talker that talked.
Right. Yeah.
And they're like actually they're like a match made in heaven. So I like it.
Well, I mean, that's what he's always going to be great for is wrestling coaching. Any fighter that's got stand-up that needs wrestling, I mean, he's the guy to call because he's a specialist. And unfortunately, it worked against him, but it can work for him in terms of coaching.
So Jake Paul now has a hit list of people he wants to fight.
Oh, and I'm going to guess none of these are actual fighters. Let me guess. Number one, let me just go through the list of who I think it is. Here's who I think Jake Paul is calling out. Number one with a bullet, got to be Megan Rapinoe. There's no way he's watched her and not thought about fighting her. Number two, of course, Belle Biv and DeVoe. I think he sees that as like, you know, all three dudes at the same time. Obviously, you know, they're 2, 3, and 4, and then at number 5, clearly the Weasel. You know, I think he sees that as a solid matchup for him.
Weasel,
you know,
like Pauly Shore? Like
Pauly Shore, absolutely. The Weez. I think he sees Pauly Shore as a strong match. Those are my, that's who I think it is. Megan Rapinoe, Belle Biv DeVoe, the Weez.
Now, would Hector Lombard Jr. Fight Jake Paul?
I fight Jake Paul right now. I take him down. I beat him in the head. I knock the elite right out of his ear. His ear, the elite would shoot out of it, and he'd be ba-ba-ba like a little sheep. That's what I do to him. He's afraid of a real man like me. I can take him. I destroy him. I eat him like a little piece of the cherry pie. I eat his finger and then eat it.
Got it. All right, Don Fry, you want to hear Jake Paul's list of people he wants to fight?
Sure, let's hear it.
All right, so he beat Nate Robinson, check. He beat Ben Askren, check. He's fighting Tyron Woodley next, August 29th in Cleveland. Then he wants to fight Canelo Alvarez.
Oh, fuck.
Finally. Finally, geez. A fighter.
Then he wants to fight Nate Diaz or Nick Diaz. I think either of those guys beat him as well. Usman. He wants to fight Usman. Is on his list. Tommy Fury, who's Tyson Fury's little brother, who's 6-0. Conor McGregor. KSI, who's a YouTube, the guy that beat his brother. Gervonta Davis, who's like 25-0 boxer, and then Logan Paul, whose brother's on his list. These are people he wants to fight. So, Don Fry, I got to ask you on a different subject. I saw a wrestling match the other day of you versus Vader. Remember Vader back in the day, Greg Wilson?
No.
Vader was like this, like 300-pound. I think ex-football player.
You mean Darth Vader?
No, his name was Vader. Was huge wrestler who was like, okay. He was really big at one point. Like he was there. I don't think he was in WWE. He was in what, WCW, I think.
Who?
Vader, right?
Vader's dead.
I know, but I saw it. But back in the day, I watched a match of you wrestling him in Japan.
Yeah.
And it was a crazy match. Because it started off as like an MMA fight. You took him down and then you guys are going back and forth and back and forth. Then you kept elbowing him in his thigh, like just like dropping elbows. And then the ref stopped it and disqualified you, Don. Why? What happened?
Well, it was supposed to be a groin shot. And Vader just sagged on me. He went limp, you know. He wouldn't do anything he was supposed to do. And he went back there and complained to Dr. Death Steve Williams that he thought it was a shoot. And Steve Williams said, yeah, I thought it was a shoot too. I was watching
from the where?
Oh, that was getting good too.
Greg Fry, where were you watching from?
I was watching it from the inside of a woman's pussy.
Really?
Yeah, I scooped it out. You ever see Luke Skywalker in that tauntaun? That's what I was doing with her pussy. I just get in there real good and snug, and I was like, what the hell's going on out there?
Wow,
that's what I've been watching from.
You were watching a match from inside a pussy while you were wrestling?
Yeah, that's right. That's the game of the advantage. I would just swing her around and use it to get a takedown. And I'd crawl out real quick, use that slippery vagina juice, and get them all real good and take them down.
I actually want to hear the rest. I want to hear the rest of the story. I think he's back. He had a dry fight. He's back. All right. So now, from what people that don't watch professional wrestling, from what I understand, a shoot is a match that's supposed to be a scripted match, and then it turns into a real fight. And I guess over the years, there have been a couple shoots in professional wrestling where matches that turn real, where one guy just says, fuck it, this is a real fight. I'm trying to unmute Don. Don, is that what the shoot was? So Vader thought that you were really going to fight him? Fuck, man. Don, now what is that?
I think that's just his house. That's a chair. and some kind of a, looks like a, you know, trophy case maybe.
What's coming off from the ceiling? It looks like it's like
was coming off from the ceiling.
Like a light or something? I don't know.
Yeah, he's got a light on top. That's all.
Oh, okay. Got it. I like love the horseshoe. He's got a fucking horseshoe. Remember? Like on the chair.
I'm pretty sure that's just for self-defense. He just throws that at people who try to wander on his property.
Can you imagine like you're like a robber and you're going to Don Fry's house?
Some people have brass knuckles. He just uses a fucking horseshoe.
Oh, God.
He right. clobbers you with a goddamn horseshoe. That's awesome. Right.
So, and more.
Can we go back to, wait a minute, what were we talking about? There was something before the, oh, the list. Can we go back to the list? Because just talking about that, okay, I'm first of all, I'm glad finally he has graduated on to other fighters. I would love the Canelo fight because it would be the most lucrative 90 seconds of Canelo's career. I mean, he would piece him up so bad. In fact, it would be one of those fights where like the old John Jones fights where he would just have to kind of keep it going. You know, like he could lights out any time, but like, I'm enjoying this. I'm going to keep just kind of punching him up onto his feet.
Canelo's got too much respect for the sport. He would never give that guy a chance.
Yeah, money talks, baby.
He's got a lot of money. I mean, Canelo's got, like, insane
money. But I think he would almost do it to defend the sport, to just knock this guy the fuck out and get him out of the conversation.
Yeah, maybe. So, Don, can you hear me?
The fight.
So, what happened? All right, so Vader
would go longer than the training, you know?
Yeah, that fight would be exactly like his wife. Right. So Don, the Vader fight, right? You versus Vader. He thought it was a shoot. Oh, God. Fuck. I give up.
Yeah, I think, Don, I think today's a bad day, man. I think I don't think it's going to work out, brother.
Greg, did you ever hear about that time Bret the Hitman Hart knocked out Vince McMahon?
No, but talk about someone who deserves it.
So I guess, I was watching A&E has these great docs on old wrestlers, Macho Man, Warrior. So basically they offered him like, WCW came in, offered him like $10 million for 3 years. And that would have just fucking killed. He was the man in WWE. So Vince says, hey, I'll give you $12 million over 20 years if you stay or something. Worst deal. But he was like, you know, you're my guy. Then like months later, he says, we can't afford you. Sorry. Go back to WCW. Gosh. But he was the champion, right? So like he's supposed to lose the belt. Him and Shawn Michaels don't like each other, like in real life. He thinks Shawn, they're like feuding and Shawn like dropped a thing of like, hey, you know, I heard back in the day you fucked one of this Sonny the Wrestler or something, right? Like said that on the air. And Brett's married with kids, you know, like so. Ooh. And then so Brett went in the locker room, like threw him by his hair around the locker room, kind of beat up. They really hate each other, right? So he's like, I'm not gonna lose to Shawn Michaels. Shawn said I wouldn't lose to you. Vince says don't because it was in Canada. That's where he's from. He says don't worry, blah blah blah. So in the match, like. Shawn has him in a sharpshooter, which is his move. Vince McMahon says, like, end it, like, as if he tapped. And then they basically think, ding, ding, ding. Like, they made it seem like he tapped. He didn't. He clearly didn't. Like, so he lost, and he goes fucking berserk because they fucked him over big time.
Yeah.
So they have a documentary on this. He goes back in the locker room, and he sees he's taking a shower, and they're like, hey, Vince. First, he spits on Vince McMahon, like, from the ring. He goes, you can see a fucking huge loogie hit Vince McMahon in the face.
Nice.
Then he goes in the locker room. He goes, tell Vince I'm coming out of the shower. If I come out, I'm knocking him the fuck out. He comes out. He tells the camera crew to get out of there. You just see afterwards, like, what happened? He goes, yeah, he ran into my fist. Vince's face ran into my fist. He said it was the hardest he ever hit anybody. And his wife at the time, the hitman's wife, is scolding Triple H and these guys. She's outside going, you guys think you're real fucking funny. You guys did that to my husband. And they're looking down, and she's just berating them. It's one of the fucking craziest things I've ever seen in my life. I highly recommend it if you're an 80s.
Sounds like she was a ride or die bitch, though, man. You got to fucking respect that game.
Dude, like, you do not want to fuck with this woman. Like,
she, yeah.
Like Triple H is just looking down. You know, like you're like in school and the teacher's like reprimanding you and you're just like, sorry. Dude. So,
dude, anyway. Did you ever see the Iron Sheik when he would go up to like the Comedy Store and do stand up?
Yeah. It was,
dude, I thought he was funny, man. I mean, he was just saying a lot of incredibly racist, rude shit, but it was very funny.
That guy's crazy. I mean, he's like next level. He really wanted to fight. Oh, I think at a certain point, certain wrestlers, they just stop thinking that it's fake. Like he really wanted to fight Hulk Hogan. Like, the Macho Man, he made a rap diss album about Hulk Hogan in real life and thought he was going to sell records. Like,
well, listen, they all really were jealous of Hulk. Hulk took it to another level. Yeah. You know, when he got into being in the Rocky movie and everything else, oh, the jealousy was on high.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about wrestling, but I remember that.
Well, a lot of those guys were better wrestlers than Hulk Hogan. That was also the thing. It's like they were.
Well, a lot of it comes down to marketing, especially when it's scripted, you know?
Dude, and everything, bro. I got a text from a comedy club from the other day. Goes, hey, I got to fill this date. Do you know any good, any big TikTok stars? Or, like, and this is like an A-list club.
Yeah.
Didn't say, like, hey, is this funny or this? Just said, hey, you know.
Right. Who's the guy that really crushes? Who's the guy who's great on stage? No, they're like, I need a TikTok star that's going to, hey, listen, if they ask for that, send them Josh Nassar.
Is he a TikTok star?
Yeah, huge.
Josh Nassar?
Yeah.
What is he doing?
Okay, so he's making these videos where he's driving around and he just pulls them on people and then he says stupid shit like, is it true? Like, if they're smoking a cigarette, is it true that smoking cigarettes gives you huge balls? And they're like, it is. And he drives away. This is the whole thing. And he's done this hundreds of times now. And it's all different pickup lines with girls and things with dudes and all this. And he's got like, I mean, over a million followers.
But is it translating to comedy clubs?
I have no idea. I mean, some of the guys, yes. And some of the guys, I can't tell if it does or not. I actually have been telling him, I'm like, dude, you got to go out and find out if this is going to put butts in the seats. Because it worked for Rocky Dale Davis. He's out there. But he went viral with a stand-up comedy clip. So people want to see his stand-up. Whereas with him, it's just all driving and yelling shit.
Yeah,
so who knows if people actually want to come see him do stand-up. But he is a TikTok star.
So Kat Zingano is suing Halle Berry.
This makes perfect sense.
So I guess Halle Berry has a new movie about MMA, where she's an MMA fighter.
And right.
She looks ripped. She looks great. I don't know if I'm going to see this movie or not, but she looks good. So I guess when she had a meeting with Kat Zingano and said, hey.
By the way, I'll need to watch it for about 6.5-7 minutes. Go ahead.
So she says, hey, I want you to be in like my movie. I got a part for you, yada, yada. You'd be great for this movie. So then they tell, she goes, I got a fight coming up, right? They go, then production, according to Kat, according to the lawsuit, production said, hey, you know, don't do the fight because it'll fuck with the movie
stuff. What?
So then she pulls out of the fight. The UFC cuts her, right? Then they tell her, sorry, you can't be in the movie. We're only using UFC fighters.
Oh!
So now she's suing Halle. Now, what do you think, Greg? Does she have a case?
I mean, I think she does, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know what she's going to win versus what it's going to cost her to win it, you know? I mean, because I guess she does. I mean, but at the same time, what do the contracts say? You know, I mean, do the contracts say, you know, you have to do this, or do they just ask her to do it? Then she did it. And then, you know, I mean, and then UFC fucked her. I mean, really, really the asshole here is the UFC.
Well, if they cut her because she could pull out of the fight, she's also coming off a loss. They cut her, and they could just say, "No, we didn't cut her because of that. We cut her because she lost her fight or something. We didn't know why she pulled out of a fight. I mean, that's what they could say, right? They could say,
sure, no, they can cover their ass, but the fact that, you know, I mean, but it seems pretty cut and dry. You know, she didn't do what they wanted her to do. They're like, fine, we don't need to then. We're going to cut you anyway. You know, and then, you know, I mean, that's, it sucks, you know, but it sounds like well, she probably got caught in between two different sets of contracts.
Well, did she have the role also? That's also a part of it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, she should have said, okay, listen, if I do that, I want to be, you send the contract that I'm definitely doing this, you know, irregardless.
Right.
And then she would have protected herself. But who would have seen that? She's just thinking, oh, okay, I want to be in this movie. Hey, guys, listen, let me do the movie first. And there, so, I mean, it sounds like she just got fucked. It sucks. I don't know that Halle Berry, I mean, but also, how fucked up is that for them to say, we're only using UFC fighters? What the fuck does that mean? I mean, like, it matters to the audience? Is there some kind of co-sponsorship deal? I mean, I don't know. That seems really, sadly, that seems very Hollywood shady.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Unless WME Endeavor produced the movie and they have
well, and that's probably exactly what it was. Yeah. And they're like, no, we want to promote our brand. She's not in the UFC anymore. We can't use her. And also, you know, when the star reaches out to somebody and says, I want you in this, that is not the same as the producers reaching out and saying, I want, or you need the director and the producers to say, I want you in this movie. The star can make all the promises in the world and then be like, I got it, sorry, they didn't let me. I mean, that's just the way it should go.
I've had the director go to bat for me sometimes and I didn't get the part. Even the director can't say, make
it. Exactly. If that's who the producers want, the game over, buddy.
So Joe Rogan basically said that, well, a lot of fans were.
The ghost.
The Wi-Fi is that I can't hear a word you're saying.
The ghost of Don Fry. Don Fry, if you're in the room, give us a sign. Nope, he left.
Don, I feel like outside you were the best. Outside you were the best as far as the Wi-Fi. Now, Joe Rogan basically told fans, and a lot of fans were like going off on Nate Diaz. Not finishing Leon Edwards when he had him hurt, right? Remember
that? Right. Yep. And pointed out and was like, I got you, and then lost the fight. Yeah.
Rogan said people sitting on their ass, and they need to – not talking about. So there are a lot of times when people rush in and they got someone hurt, and then they get
mad. Man, I tell you what, I can hear you.
We got a little bit of them.
So now – I have a very, very I have a very reliable source. I'm not going to say who. Who's friends with Nate Diaz. Basically told me that the reason that Nate didn't rush in was because he had blood in his eyes and didn't see how badly he had the guy hurt. Which makes more sense. Because if he didn't
know. Well, why did he point at him and laugh? Ha, I hurt you.
He didn't explain that.
I'm afraid. Like we're rewriting history here.
His eyes were very bloody. He didn't,
absolutely, but nothing will change the fact that he stopped and was like, it was.
All right. I don't know. I guess I like my idea. All right. Now.
So that's what they said. There was blood in his eyes, so he didn't rush in.
Yeah, that's what he told me. He didn't see how bad he hurt him, he couldn't tell how bad he hurt him. Because he couldn't see out of his vision was impaired. That's okay.
But he saw enough to know that he stopped him long enough to point and laugh. So that has still happened, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I'm having a little trouble with this one.
All right. This week, PFL is going on. We got Kayla Harrison. She's the big fighter. She's the reigning champion. I don't see many people beating her. In any league right now, she's two-time Olympic champion, gold medalist in judo. She's looking like she's running through everybody. Kayla.
Who is this? Harrison? Kayla Harrison?
Yeah, Kayla's fighting. She's fighting on Thursday for the PFL. Friday in Bellator, Chet Congo is fighting Karatibov. Should be a good fight. Congo, that guy's a badass, but so is Chet Congo.
I tell you, even the Bellator navigate, these things is a challenge.
What's that?
Bellator.
Yeah.
Even their website is hard to navigate.
Oh, I don't even know if they even know that they're on. Like actually Bellator themselves. I feel like the announcer's going to call that day They were like, hey, man, where are you? Oh, shit, that's today? Like,
I know. It's like, I'm like, who knows where you can watch it, when they're on, what night of the week. Like, most of these other guys, they really establish themselves on a certain night of the week. You know, PFL is on Friday, UFC is on Saturday, and Bellator used to be Friday, but then they moved to Wednesday and Thursday and Saturday and Sunday. They're all over the fucking place.
Well, it is this Friday night. Karakinov versus Chuck Congo. Also, Adam Borix, who's 17-1, is fighting J.J. Wilson, who's 8-0. This guy, Logan Storley, who this guy's a killer. He's 11-1. He lost to Amosov by a split decision. I thought he won that fight. Amosov's undefeated. He's fighting Dante Chiro. So that's a good fight. And then Keith Lee, Kevin Lee's brother, is fighting an undefeated fighter, Jornel Lugo. By the way, Kevin Lee is fighting that guy D-Rod next. You know that guy who's like has like 1980 on his chest? That fucking Mexican like dude that looks like he said he was 200.
I don't know, but I like him already.
Dude, he's like 250-0 in prison fights as well as street fights. The guy says,
"Ooh, this guy's dangerous."
He's been killing people. So D-Rod versus Kevin Lee, good fight.
You know, here's the thing about Kevin Lee. You know, we've seen that. I mean, I think the Diaz brothers is the rare exception, but you know, obviously they're. But I mean, where the brothers are both as good, you know. Usually, when you see sibling thing, I mean, we see this with Shevchenko. We've seen that, you know, where the one sibling is clearly the star, and the other one just shares their name, and we've seen this a lot.
Yeah. Keith Lee's pretty good though. He's a pretty underrated fighter.
7-4. 7-4.
So Saturday night, Kelvin Gastelum taking on Jared Cannonier by the Killer Gorilla. He lost to Robert Whittaker. He beat Jack Hermanson, knocked out Anderson Silva, beat David Branch, lost to Dominic Reyes. Kelvin looked amazing in his last fight. He looked against Ian Heinich. No, actually, he lost to Robert Whittaker. He did not look that good. I lost to Robert Whittaker. Before that, it was Ian Heinisch. So both, this should be a good fight. I got to go with my man Kelvin. I can never.
Of course you do. Here's the funniest thing: when you go to the UFC site right now, the first thing you see is the best of Kevin Gastelum. Yeah. And I just can't imagine that if you click this, all you're gonna see is like him with different meals from his Instagram. Here I am after this fight. I went to Wendy's, y'all. It's all just this different post-fight meals.
Dude, he's the best. Kelvin is the best.
No, he is. He is. I love Kevin Gastelum. He is a great guy and a great fighter. You know, I wish. Do you feel like he's just a tweener? Like, it seems like, you know, he goes a little heavier where he's comfortable and doesn't have to starve himself, and then he's too small. Then he tries to get down, and he can't get down to weight. I mean, do you think that's the real issue to his career?
I think he grew up in, like, in a Mexican family where they just love feeding this kid.
No, listen, that's exactly right. We just eat. I mean, that's what we do. That's our big pleasure center is eating. That's what our family life is based around is eat, and not – good food. You know, when I first took Summer home to my family's house, she couldn't believe, because my mother made dinner, traditional Mexican dinner, you know, with enchiladas and rice and beans and stuff like that. And she was like, there's nothing green on the table. I'm like, yeah, we don't eat greens. We eat cheeses, meats, and starches. What the fuck are you talking about? You know?
I just think Kelvin is like, he's got the right amount of like, where like he doesn't matter that he's picked last on the Ultimate Fighter. He won the States in wrestling, but he went to college for a year and he was homesick, and he went home and became a bail bondsman because he didn't want to be away from his mom and his sister. He's just a guy that like loves eating, and I almost feel like eating food is more as important as winning the belt.
Listen, I could not understand that more. I cannot sympathize with that more. I have chose eating above everything else in my career.
I honestly think that he's like, hey, man, you know, you can win the championship. Yeah, he's like, but I'm not going to be able to eat. I like, it's, and you know what? I think he's also good enough. He knocked out Bisping. I mean, He beat Tim Kennedy, a prime Tim Kennedy. He's beat, you know.
Food is also an addiction. You know, I got to give, you know, Augustino Zoida, he had a really great bit about how no one takes it seriously when you're addicted to food. Because, you know what I mean? Because you got to eat. And so it's not like it's you're doing something you have to do to live. But if you're addicted to it, you just keep doing it. And nobody really, is like, hey, it seems like you're addicted to food. You're just a fatty.
Right, right. Also on this card, Vince Pichel is fighting this Saturday.
Yeah, from hell, Pichel. He's back, our boy.
I think
have you spoken to him?
He moved to Texas.
Yeah, he moved away, yeah.
He lives in Texas, and he's killing it, and he's working hard, and he seems like he's better than ever. Fighting Austin Hubbard, good fighter. I think Vince has this. Vince is an underrated guy. He's also.
I think he's a very good fight for Vince. I think if Vince wins this, I mean, look at it, 13-2 versus 13-5. That's not bad. I think he's got a great shot at this. And yeah, that'd be a great win for him if he could pull this one off. Although, to be honest, I'm going to say it, Vince. No offense. I think Austin wins.
I got Vince. The best win.
I got. I would want my heart. Would watch. I will be cheering for Vince if he wins. But if I'm picking the fight, I think Hubbard beats him.
My favorite is when Vince came on the show and wanted to fight Gavin Newsom. Like, he really kept calling out Gavin Newsom, like as if Gavin was going to take that.
Hey man, pandemic hit hard, baby. Why can't he fight Clay Guida? That's a fight. Now there's a good Vince Pichel fight.
They put Clay against a guy 10-0 who's like a Olympian judo guy. Mark Madsen's a monster.
He's 2-0?
No, he's 10-0.
I don't know. The UFC website says he's 2-0.
That's weird. Maybe in the UFC he's 10-0.
Maybe in the UFC. Yeah. Does Sherdog have him as – is it Sherdog that has him as
– He's 10-0 on MMAJunkie.com.
Okay.
But I got this call right now at 1 o'clock for the producer. Listen – You guys have been...
They do say he is 10-0. That must just be them fucked up on... Somebody fucked up with the website.
Anyway, Don, I love you. I'm going to figure this out, this Wi-Fi. I'm going to send you something next week because we're missing a key part of this podcast.
We really are, and he's such a magnificent part of the podcast. It really is worth the investment to try and upgrade that somehow. I don't know if there's any way to, based on where he lives, but we got to figure it out.
But I love you, Greg. I love you, Don.
Love you too, brother. You have a great week, man.
Be good, guys.